Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. Hope you guys are having a lovely day, and thanks for joining me on today's episode. So today I want to talk about a topic that came up in my group Intuitive Macros, which is such an amazing group. I'm loving the energy of this group. The girls are loving the energy. Also, it's like they've commented on how much they love the place. Like the group feels so supportive and safe environment. And so that's really what I want, because when we're working on such delicate issues around our mindset, around our weight, it's really important that when we're being vulnerable, that we feel safe and supported. So that's exactly the environment that I wanted to have amongst the group. And they are amazing women. Like, I just love them so much. And it's awesome because I'm really happy because they're already starting to lose weight. And so it's a really, really epic group program that this is. So I'm really excited about that. And so, you know, like if you've missed out on this round, you know, just keep an eye out for the next round if you're wanting to join Intuitive Macros. But in the meantime, the best way to start manifesting weight loss is to actually do my 3-day program to shift your mindset around weight loss. So, I mean, I said this in a post today. So many people, I literally hear this every single day. People say, I just need to get more motivated. I just need to get more motivated to lose weight. Like, remember that time when I was motivated and I lost the weight? You know what I mean? I just want to get motivated to lose the weight. And I find this so, I just get so like, I don't know, like I view people saying this and I can just tell straight away, I'm like, you're missing the point. Like, you don't get motivated. Motivation is something when you want something, right? You have a desire to have something. The thing between you and getting that desire is more so, the thing that's stopping you is your self-sabotaging. Right? Because when you want something, you'll get it. You know what I mean? Like, if you've programmed your brain into manifestation, it's like you'll just do the tasks to get it done, right? Because we get up in the morning, we do shit, yeah? And it's like the stuff to do with weight loss, you know what you need to do to a certain extent, right? Yes, there's I do educate people on certain strategies that work better than others, but it's like in a roundabout way, it's like you know that you can't binge eat and then gain weight. Like, you can't eat copious amounts of calories. You can't eat in a massive, like if you eat in a calorie surplus, like surplus is different to having to increase because you've been in a deficit for too long. So that's a different thing. But it's like, yeah, you'll gain weight. And it's like, what's actually, it's not about the motivation, more so as much it is about getting rid of the self-sabotaging. And like I literally talked about this today in Intuitive Macros, and I talk about this all the time because people, all of you have lost weight before. I guarantee that every single one of you at one point of in your life, you've lost weight because everyone has, yeah? So what's actually the issue here is that you don't keep it off. That's actually the real issue here. And that's more to do with your identity as a person and your thoughts and feelings and beliefs. Like, I'm like a fucking broken record here because the amount of times I say thoughts and feelings and beliefs, you know. But it's important. I have to repeat it over and over again because I need your subconscious to start to see that. Because consciously, even you might believe that, or you might know that, but you need to really program it into your subconscious so that your subconscious is on board and it doesn't keep on giving you these bullshit stories, right? But basically, yeah, it's like, people have trouble keeping it off, and that's to do with self-sabotage. It's not you, like me maintaining my weight now isn't about me being motivated all the time. Like, how the fuck do you keep the weight off all the time, like be motivated to do it? It's like, I don't got time for that. I don't got time to like worry about getting motivated. And not to mention, I spent many, many years trying to get motivated and I didn't keep the weight off. It's not about getting motivated. It's about moving the shit out of the way that's causing you to self-sabotage. That's literally it. And that's mindset work. That's working on your limiting beliefs, yeah? It's like that with everything, every single thing. You've got to do the work around. You got to undo the poor conditioning. Yeah, that's what it's all about. And so what I want to talk about today is pretty much what to do when you're in a rush to lose weight. And this is really important because this information is about how to become a vibrational match to weight loss. So because like attracts like, and if your behaviors... I mean, okay, let's talk about manifest weight loss, right? Because I've got my manifest weight loss course open at the moment and you've got literally only 5 more days to sign up for that. And a lot of you are wondering how is this magical thing where I manifest weight loss? Okay, well, first of all, nothing's magic in the sense that it's not a program that you do and then somehow like you get to eat in a calorie surplus and you'll still be losing weight. It's not like that. I mean, yeah, sure. I feel like I'm eating a lot of food when I'm eating 2,000 calories. When I lost the weight and I was eating 2,000 calories per day, it didn't feel depriving. It didn't feel like I was in a calorie deficit, but I was. But on top of that, I didn't sabotage myself, yeah? I found it easy to do. I took the daily action required without any excess discomfort or effort. It didn't feel hard, yeah? Action is still required though, but for all of it to align and it for it to happen, I had to have my brain on board. And that's what I mean by manifestation of weight loss and getting your mind on board. Because you may know the strategy of weight loss. You may know the physical things that you need to do to lose weight, but you don't always do it. And that's what the course Manifest Weight Loss is there to do, is to train your mindset to be on board with the things that you want to do. It's about eliminating self-sabotage. Motivation is about getting rid of self-sabotage. So if you want to get motivated to lose weight, there's nothing to get. It is about moving out the shit that's causing you to self-sabotage. Because if you want to lose weight, start today. What's stopping you from starting right now? It's self-sabotage. Yeah, you've got certain things going on in your head. Oh, no, I can't because then I've got a meal plan and then I've got a like, oh, shit, then like if I don't plan ahead, then I fail, you know, that saying of plan, fail to plan and then you'll fail. I don't know the saying. Clearly, I don't resonate with that saying because I just think that saying is stupid. It's like, why add an extra rule to why I can't succeed? I fucking succeed because I decided to succeed. If I don't plan, I still succeed because I decide to. Yeah? See how weight loss has all these silly rules? No. Yeah, okay. There's certain rules, like you have to be in a calorie deficit. But even then, like I like to play around with that because I know that people who are fitness people and they reverse diet, they are able to eat really high calories and still stay lean. So yeah, that's another topic. But it's like, guys, it's not about eating little. Yeah, it's not. I mean, if you listen to my podcast, you know, like I'm not ever saying that you have to eat really low cal. It's like the opposite of what I teach, yeah? So, but anyways, that's the thing. That's what manifest weight loss is all about, is you have to get your thinking on board because there are all these excuses that you have and that you say to yourself, oh, I need motivation. Because you want something that, so motivation, you're saying you want something that is more important than your excuses, is what you're trying to say there when you say motivation. You're wanting something else to be more important than your excuses, right? But that something that's more important than your excuses is only temporary because you might say to me, I'm motivated because I've got a wedding, yeah? And then suddenly, because you have that wedding, your desire, your motivation is high because that's more important than your excuses to look good for your wedding. Yeah, but the wedding is temporary. So therefore, your motivation is temporary. So therefore, you'll gain the weight back. So why don't we find something more solid and permanent, which is let's work on the sabotaging thought patterns that you've conditioned yourself to have for your whole life. Let's actually do the work on that, yeah? No, people don't want to do that because they can't be bothered. But then they go in a merry-go-round of gaining the weight back and it's like, guys, you're prolonging you getting to the place where you're a naturally slim person or you're naturally at your ideal weight by this thing of I can't be bothered doing the mindset work. Do the mindset work. Move the stuff out of the way that's sabotaging you. Motivation becomes this thing that's there all the time because it's just who you are now. Do you get what I mean? That's why it's like, I just, when people say to me, I want to get motivated to lose weight, it's like, no, you're missing the point. That what you're searching for there is temporary and I want to give you something more permanent. And that's what my course, Manifest, what the fell? I can't speak. I got no words today. I spelt psychology wrong in my freaking posts the other day and I didn't even realize until today. Sometimes I just see the word over and over again and I'm just not even checking the spelling because I'm writing so many things. It's like, oh my God, the Y is in the wrong place. Yeah, don't count on me to like be proper with English half the time because I don't know. But anyway, it's like, yeah, motivation. It's like we want something more permanent. We don't want something that's going to kind of sway with the wind, you know what I mean? It's like, let's just get something solid. Let's get something permanent. And that's kind of brings me into the topic of today's thing. By the way, yeah, so Manifest Weight Loss is open for 5 more days, okay? So Manifest Weight Loss is going to teach you the stuff that I'm talking about today, yeah? It's teaching you law of attraction for weight loss. It teaches you how to become a vibrational match to weight loss, how to figure out your limiting beliefs and overcome your weight loss blocks, okay? And the really important part is that it's about understanding the biggest things that self-sabotage you. What are the biggest things that self-sabotage you? It's when you veer off track of your plan. It's when you, when you have sugar cravings and you start to overindulge and that kind of stuff. It's like you got to understand from a law of attraction point of view what to do there, because seriously, again, you think it's about motivation. That's only temporary. I'm telling you now, it's only temporary. So you need something permanent. You need to become a person who just maintains that weight easily. So let's talk about what to do when you're in a rush to lose weight, because this is really important, because a lot of you fall for fad diets. A lot of you go through this cycle of let's just push myself to lose this weight quickly. But then you fall into this trap of it not being sustainable. And so this is just, I feel like this should be common knowledge, you guys, because it is such basic science, like that your body is trying to regulate everything, yeah? And I talk about it, and the word, like the scientific word for this is homeostasis, right? And, you know, if you've ever studied physiology of the body, you'll know that it's just the, it's like wanting to maintain equilibrium, right? And that's like balance. And it's basically with all living things, it's like a physiological process where the body needs to maintain certain things. Like, for example, your temperature and your fluid balance and like that kind of thing is the body systems need to maintain things within a certain limit in order to ensure your survival. Now, this is another thing that I say often is like you, when you fall over and you cut your leg, you're not having to be like, oh man, I better make sure I fix this and heal this like open wound on me. No, like you don't. Like your body takes care of that shit. You're not like, oh, I better make sure I don't forget to breathe. Like, what if I forget to breathe? What if I forget to make my heart beat? It's like, no, you don't need to do that shit because your body does that for you. And guess what else it does for you? It tries to control your weight. When you start to lose weight too quickly, it freaks the fuck out. It doesn't care that you want to lose weight. It's thinking, we've drastically had a cut to our energy supply right now, and we don't know how long this is going to go for, so we better start preparing for the worst. What are we going to do here? We're going to increase the appetite. We're going to slow down the metabolism, and we'll see what happens from there. But let's just like put the emergency mode on for now, because we don't know how long this is going to last, yeah? And that's what you have to understand, that it's not to do with your willpower, because when you start to lose weight, especially when you go on a fad diet and you try to lose it quickly, it becomes harder for you to manage your hunger, yeah? So I'll just say that again. When you lose weight quickly, it becomes harder to manage your hunger. And it's been proven by science also that a meal that may have previously made you feel full, when you lose weight, it probably won't have the same effect. It will feel like you could eat more. And that's because your body is increasing ghrelin. It's increasing your appetite deliberately. Now, you can't take that shit personal. You can't look at a thin person and be like, how come they don't struggle with this and I'm struggling with this? Don't do that shit, yeah? Because they're not trying to be in a deficit and you are. So you automatically have to. Because like for me, you might be like, oh, how come you get to like eat and every now and again, like you might indulge in foods. Yeah, but I'm not trying to be in a deficit at the moment. I'm in maintenance. So it's a lot easier in maintenance to eat certain foods and not gain weight. If you use my methods of weight loss, then yeah, it's sustainable, yeah? We're talking about sustainable weight loss. So it's like, don't do that to yourself. Don't put yourself in a different category because you're trying to lose weight. You know, like as in, don't try and compare yourself to others when you're trying to lose weight because you are at a different place. You're trying to be in a deficit and your body's saying, no, I'm going to make you hungry. And you've got to just accept that and work with the body, which is what I teach my clients and the girls in Intuitive Macros, is how important that is. Yeah. And I teach them my specific processes around that. But it's like if you get caught up in being in a rush to lose weight and you put yourself in a large deficit, you will get hungrier if you're not managing that. And if you don't have the appropriate mindset around food. Some people can, but they're likely not the chronic dieters that are listening. Okay, this is really important because maybe somebody will come along and be like, I've been in a large deficit, not had an issue. Yeah, sure, I'm sure there's people out there who have. But if you're a chronic dieter and you've had trauma around dieting and you feel deprived and you were like me and you're a bit of an emotional eater, then no, it's not a good idea for you to be in a large deficit because it's going to fuck you over. And plus what I always say, if things aren't working for you now, then you probably need to try something different. And what you've probably done is you've generally cut out all your carbohydrates and or you've gone on some like isogenics thing where you use meal replacement shakes and you're probably consuming 800 calories per day. And then yes, of course, you're going to lose weight. But you could probably eat 2,000 calories and lose weight and it's going to be more sustainable than eating 800 calories and losing weight. I mean, not everybody can eat 2,000 calories and lose weight, but there's a hell of a lot of you out there that can and don't realize it, okay? So this is really important. And then it's like, yeah, okay, so you're doing CrossFit 5 days a week. Don't fucking eat 800 calories because you will gain a whole bunch of weight. You will. It's like, what the fuck do you think your body is? Do you think your body is going to like that? No. That's like me saying to you, like this, it's because I use a money analogy. It's like, I'm going to cut your paycheck in half and then expect you to like spend the same amount of money. And it's like, no, you're going to have to start saving money because you're only getting half the energy. And that's what happens to your metabolism. Your body's like, you cut my paycheck in half. I've got to stop spending as much as I did before. I hope that makes sense. I think it makes more sense when I say it in my No Diet Babe Academy. Because I do a big analogy. I'm full of analogies, you guys. I literally did an analogy yesterday on my live on Instagram about a pissing dog and limiting beliefs. I've really got to tell you about that one, actually, in case you missed it. And yeah. And then what else did I do? I did an analogy because my coach, Genevieve, she's talking about apps and stuff. And I've actually talked about apps even before I knew Genevieve too. So I can't fully credit her on that because I have talked about apps before. Because I actually even on one of my first sales pages, I wrote, it's like, what did I write? It's like installing a skinny app in your brain or something. I was like talking about No Diet Babe. I was like, let's just install the skinny app in your brain. And I thought that was real clever because that's kind of what I'm, yeah, you get the gist. Anyway, I've totally lost track of what I was talking about as per usual because my brain is like all over the shop. But it's like what, okay, so like what I wanted to talk about was like what to do when you're in a rush to lose weight, right? But it's like, okay, don't sabotage yourself by thinking that you're better off lowering your calories a lot. Also, don't sabotage yourself by falling for these fad diets, because like I've said in previous episodes, you're going to drain your battery real quickly, your battery being your metabolism. And I even posted a meme from this cool Instagram page that was like, it showed a fire and the fire represented plateaued weight loss and slowed down metabolism, and then the fuel represented lowering the calories even more. And it's like, you're just adding more fuel to the fire, you're making the situation worse, you're making the poor metabolism worse. Because okay, so here's what you're doing. Yeah, you've already got weight, your weight has already plateaued, yeah. And you've been a chronic dieter for your whole life, meaning you've not really had high calories consistently, only when you're binging or you're indulging, which you feel bad about, so you try to do it as minimum as possible. And then you put yourself on some meal shake thingy because you're like, I know this is the only thing that works, or you do paleo, or you like just cut your carbs or whatever. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do this meal replacement thing. I'm going to do this like isogenics or whatever, which I'm sure like isogenics is fine if you're not in a large calorie deficit, but don't put yourself in a large calorie deficit. Yeah. So like, that's the thing, is when people do that, it's like, oh, okay, so you're already in a place where your metabolism is poor and you're just adding more fuel to that fire. No wonder you gain the weight back. No wonder you think you are like you're traumatized and having trouble. It's not genetic in this instance. You're just poorly informed, you know, and you can change that. And it's so obvious and true, even in my intuitive macros group, where it's like, we've increased the number of times I've gotten girls to increase calories and then they've lost weight is crazy. It's like, yeah, duh, because like your body is a living, breathing thing. You can't just take away food and expect it to function. Yeah. Like, it's not as simple as calories in, calories out, when we're talking about a thing that on a biological level is built to keep you alive. You notice how, okay, think of it this way, like, this is something that I was going to talk about, but I totally, my plan for this episode has gone out the window. Like, I was going to talk about all this other shit, which hopefully I'll have time to get to. But this episode's already getting long, so maybe I'll talk about some stuff at another time. But yeah, like, your body is built to survive, yeah, so you can't just expect it to run on 800 calories or 1200 calories when that's a really large deficit for you, which for majority of people, nobody, like, don't ever go below your BMR, goodness sake. Like, you shouldn't even be at your BMR. You shouldn't ever like get to that, even really. I mean, majority of the time it's like, yeah, anyway, what to do when you're in a rush to lose weight? Here's what you need to do. You need to get over it. Sorry to be harsh, I love you, but I'm saying this because I love you, because I want you to succeed. And when you're in a rush to lose weight, you're in a place, it's like, think of it this way, when you want a relationship but you feel lonely, it's like that. It's like, you're not a vibrational match to a relationship when you're feeling lonely. Yeah, think of it this way. Nobody wants somebody desperate. Therefore, you literally, people are repulsed by you. Yeah, but also, even if you do meet somebody, it's probably more of a toxic type of relationship anyway. But okay, when you're in a rush to lose weight, sure, you might be thinking, oh, but then I'm more motivated. okay, that's different. What I was talking about before about the motivation, because it will outweigh your excuses, and then you'll like have this temporary push. But when you're in a rush to lose weight, but you're not taking action, what that is a discomfort. And what that is a lackful energy. You're in an energy of lack right now. You're noticing the lack of weight loss, and you're putting weight loss on a pedestal where weight loss equals happiness. And when you do that, you are not a vibrational match to weight loss, hence why you have a weight issue, okay? Hence why every time you lose weight, it's only temporary. You have to get over it, and you have to get into a place where you feel better about yourself, because when you feel better about yourself, you're a happier person, you are able to take better action, okay? Positive feelings and thoughts equal positive actions. Negative feelings and thoughts equal negative actions. If you want to just break it down to even just those basics, that's pretty standard, okay? Overall, on your conditioning, if you have really negative feelings and thoughts around food, you tend to be a yo-yo dieter, you tend to be an emotional eater, that kind of thing. That's the zone we want to get you out of. That's where we get to lift you out of that. We get to change your conditioning. But unfortunately, you got to get out of this place where you're in a rush to lose weight because you think that weight loss will make you happier. Yeah, because you need to either, okay, you need to either find the place where you're accepting of yourself now, or here's what people, okay, when you say to me, because some of you might be thinking, no, but sometimes, like I said before, sometimes I've been in a rush to lose weight and it's helped me get motivated. Okay, so first of all, when you decide to lose weight, what you're doing there is noticing a contrast. You're noticing the polarity between what you want and what you don't want. And that's when you have that shift, that enables you to have a desire. And then you have a desire to lose weight. So yes, when you notice that you want something, for example, I might feel poor, like I might notice a lack of money, and then that sparks a desire in me to make more money kind of thing. It's like that polarity is that moment is when you flip and you make, you have a desire. Now you have a desire. Okay, so now how do I get to this desire? You're thinking, I've been there before. Now the motivation that you're thinking of is actually positive expectation. So what you've then gone into is an energy of positive expectation, which is why you felt motivated and you were able to stick to your diet, because you had a good positive expectation of you losing the weight. Yes, I know I'm correct right now. That's how people have lost weight before without any understanding of manifestation, yeah? But if you're in a place where you're like, but I can't get motivated, I can't get to that place, it's because you're just not a vibrational match to that. And when you're in that anxious energy of I'm in a rush to lose weight, notice that you're always going to be sabotaging yourself. There's always going to be something in the way of you and your goal. You'll be like, oh, I can't go to the gym because of this and this and this. Oh, I'm too busy. Oh, blah, blah, blah. There's always going to be something in the way. Don't focus on the action in these moments. Focus on getting yourself into a better mental place. Yeah? Focus on the self-sabotaging behaviors and the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that are in the way, rather than pushing yourself because you're in a rush to lose weight. It's just not the right energy. Yeah? So anyway, that's really what I wanted to say today about being in a rush to lose weight. Because yeah, your body, like I was saying before, your body is built for survival. It's like you fall over and you cut your leg. It's like you're not having to tell the wound to fix itself. Oh, the other thing I was going to say, because like of my dentistry knowledge, dentistry stuff, it's like, did you know that this is a good example of how your body is built to survive and why your body will change your body if you're not going about weight weight loss correctly, like how I teach the girls in intuitive macros on what to do when they get hungry. So here's the thing, right? When you get a cavity, this is like so appropriate for this weight loss podcast, right? I'm talking about cavities. When you get a cavity, a hole in your tooth, also known, it's actually decay, okay? Your tooth is getting rotten, yeah? When that happens, the nerve inside your tooth often will start to move away from the decay. So how fucking amazing is this? Your actual nerve gets smaller in an attempt to move away from the bad bacteria in the decay. That is the body doing its own thing. You didn't tell it to do that. You weren't like, hey, I've got decay in my tooth. Little nerve, can you please get out of the way? No. Not that it always happens in everybody, but overall in general, like, yeah, even that's just some of my dentistry knowledge, okay? That's appropriate to this. I'm trying to make you see just how much your body is built to survive and just how many physiological processes go on that you've got no fucking idea there that do shit for you without you realizing, because your body is so fucking amazing and you better goddamn appreciate it. Right? And that's why you can't just expect to put yourself on a crazy diet and lose weight. Sorry for the yelling. I'm just trying to get through to you, okay? Because I just really care that you understand this, because I know how much you've been through, because I've been through it too. And I just need you to see that there's another way. And it's not these stupid diets that you keep going on. Okay? Anyway, loves, it is time for you to check out Manifest Weight Loss, because this course is really, really going to help you. You have just under 5 days to sign up. It's a 3-day course. It is the ultimate 3-day program to master your mindset to shed excess weight for life. This is for you if you want to overcome your weight loss blocks once and for all. This is for you if you finally want to end your cycle of self-sabotaging around your weight loss. It is for you if you want to release the excess weight forever as a result of shifting your emotions and your energetic, like shifting on an energetic level, yeah? It is for you if you want to finally let go of the limiting beliefs that keep you from staying motivated. It is for you if you want to stop eating in a way that makes you prone to weight gain, right? We're using the law of attraction. This is for you if you want to attract less desire for sugar on a subconscious level. It's for you if you want to adopt the mindset of a naturally slim person. What that means is that weight loss then becomes easy for you and weight maintenance becomes easy for you. Yeah? You know, like those people that you're like, oh, you must have a fast metabolism. No. Don't think of it like that. I get that all the time. You must have a fast metabolism. No. I do this shit to my subconscious. I convince it of things, and you can too. Lose weight with absolute ease, leaving people wondering how you did it. Yeah? This course is for you if you want all of those things. You're going to learn all about applying the law of attraction to weight loss in a very unique way, okay? You're going to learn all the science behind the psychology of weight loss, the dieting mentality, overcoming why visualizing weight loss isn't enough and everything else that you need to be doing. I'm going to give you transformational homework too. So each of the 3 days, I'm telling you stuff that you need to do to get this stuff implemented. Yeah. And the number one tool on what to do when you have cravings. This is crucial, yeah? You have to make this switch if you want to become a person who doesn't gain the weight back. That's really important, and I also cover that. It's actually a really great course. I have loads of testimonials on the page, on the sales page, and even more that I haven't included there. So, yeah, I'd love for you to join. You have just under five more days to join. The link is in the show notes, and it's www.nodietbabe.com/manifest weight loss. Now the course is $197, but I also have a payment plan which is $42. The payment plan is $42 bi-weekly payments. So that's 5 bi-weekly payments of $42. That's a no-brainer, you guys. Seriously, everybody can put aside $42 for a fortnight for this to change your life. Seriously, you can do this. It's going to change your life. So I highly recommend that you look into that. And anyway, babes, love you guys. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.